Hi, Nick Green here, host of Behavior Fit Radio, where we talk health, fitness, and behavior analysis. Let's start the show. Just a quick plug before we get started. I created a new continuing education course called Getting Started in Applied Behavior Analysis and Health and Fitness. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what I do and get some CEs along the way, go check it out at www.behaviorfit.com/academy. Hey everybody, Nick Green here with another episode of Behavior Fit Radio. Thanks for joining me today. If you can't tell, I have a little bit of a frog in my throat, a little hoarse, but that's okay. Just regular cold, I believe, but I'm feeling better. So just hang on with me here today as I speak in a lower octave. New episode. Looking forward to discussing this topic today. We're going to be talking about five different workout types. Now, this really it goes back to an old article I had written about 2 years ago called PRs, AMRAPs, Chippers, Oh My, Five Workout Types and How to Track Them. So I thought, as I was looking through the podcast list, what haven't I covered in depth in this? I kind of glazed over, but today I want to take a little more in-depth look at the workout types for those that are into this kind of training. But before we jump into the article and the topic today, just a couple housekeeping pieces. If you've been listening to episodes as I rebooted season 3 here, I was very excited. I just got that Whoop strap, the Whoop fitness tracker. And I thought by today, this episode, I would have gotten my monthly performance report. So again, the Whoop is just a fancy Fitbit, but does excellent tracking there. So when I was looking at the app, when I first got it back in mid-August, I thought, oh, we get like a weekly report. And then there's a monthly report that comes out. So I thought by today, this would have been the Whoop episode. But come to look at the data in the app, you actually need to, you have to wait like an entire calendar month. So I had, you know, half of August data and the majority of September data now. But I guess they only deliver the Whoop monthly report, which I'm excited to look at because you can see how well your diary, your journal entries correlate with your performance and recovery and strain and everything. But I'll save the details for that next week when I learn about it. So hopefully, if we're looking at the calendar, let's see here. I'm recording. Oh, it may not be next week. Sorry to ruin it for everybody. Because I'm recording on September 23rd, the Thursday. But then October 1st won't be till Friday after the next week's podcast comes out. So it looks like it won't be for another 2 weeks, but that's it. That's the delay there. And then the other housekeeping item is that I threw some comments out there on Instagram related to being certified, which surprisingly, I took a picture of my certificate. It was like my most popular post ever. It was like almost like 500 likes now. So I appreciate that. That's kind of cool stuff there. People like certifications and recertifications. But in that, I mentioned I'd be creating a new course on measurement. And I'm still trying to think about, do I include goal tracking, goal writing in it? You have to touch on it a little bit, but I've been working through the outline and, you know, it's a work in progress. It'll take a few long weekends here coming up, but I hope to have it put out here in the next couple weeks, at least have most of the content and outline developed. So cross my fingers, maybe by the end of October, it could be a new course that you'd be able to take. So keep a lookout for that. And that's it for today. So getting to this article, the discussion today on different types of workouts. So, you know, why am I talking about this today? I think for me, when I started working out, everything looked like chaos out there. You go into a gym, you can't really figure out, you know, what's going on. People are doing different movements. You may not be able to recognize the different types of movements. Those might not be in your fitness repertoire. You might not be able to identify them, label them. That's a whole separate skill set and conversation for another day. But as anything goes that's worthwhile to observe, you might see there's a pattern happening. And so if you look at the gym floor, if you look at a workout on TV, you look at a workout, I said TV, nobody watches TV anymore. If you look at a workout on your app, online, wherever you're getting your fitness information, hopefully here at Behavior Fit, of course, obviously if you're listening to these episodes, but you start to break down, you see that there's a structure to the workouts. Now the movements might change, the number of repetitions might change, but they all kind of follow one of what I consider, these are kind of like five core workout types that then allow you, which would, you know, you can think about it, it's almost like a behavioral cusp, if you will. Once you kind of master one of these types of workouts, that's going to lead to more opportunities to do a variety of workouts. So the five workout types are a PR, a personal record, an AMRAP, which stands for as many rounds or reps as possible, rounds for time, a chipper, and an EMOM. PR, AMRAP, rounds for time, chipper, and EMOM. So PR is probably the most easiest understood. Personal record there, right? It's going to be your maximum effort on any type of exercise or movement. So it could be your fastest mile time. It could be your max lift on the bench press. It's always good to know what your PRs are. Your PRs are what your current records are. So whenever, if you're in part of a program, you need to know like what percentages you might need to apply to that rep scheme, right? So right now in my gym, we are in the middle of we just finished the second microcycle in a larger macrocycle. It sounds really cool, I know. So we've had 2 3-week microcycles as that are a part of a 12-week larger macrocycle. So within these cycles, there's movements, right? So we've been doing, let me think here, we've been doing tempo back squat. So you need to build up to 65% of your personal record. You need to build up to 70% of your personal record. You're going to do two sets of two or one set of two or a set of four. That's what we worked up to this week on the tempo back squat. That was the movement there. So when you have these percentages, then you start, you know, the idea is whatever the training cycle that you're on, you're in the middle of a microcycle, macrocycle, it could be a 6-week program, 8-week program. When you follow the program to a T, you're compliant with the protocols, you will likely, all things being equal, you'll likely set a new personal record. So then you establish, let's say your back squat is 300 pounds, and then you go through a cycle and you can now back squat 325 pounds. It's good to know that number, that 325. So when you start your next cycle, you know your 70% will be a little bit more challenging. You just keep growing and growing there. So that's workout number one, personal record. Workout type number two, rounds for time. So you complete all movements and repetitions in a specific time frame. So you might have a workout that would consist of maybe 3 rounds for time. You need to complete 3 rounds of maybe these 3 movements where you run 400 meters, you do 30 pull-ups, and then maybe you do 30 jump ropes. You can do 30 double unders or 30 single unders. And the goal here is to have a consistent pace and then finish as fast as you can. So you don't want to, on these rounds for time, you don't want to go out hot and you have a 2-minute round followed by a 5-minute round and a 6-minute round. It'd be best to pace yourself so you can have consistent performance throughout the workout there. So that's an example of a rounds for time workout. So again, the number of rounds will vary. Most often there'll be 3 rounds to 5 rounds. When you start getting into, 8 to 10 rounds, you might start getting into lower reps. But with the example there that I gave, 3 rounds of a run, 30 pull-ups, 30 double unders, that's, it's going to be, the style of program, that's a whole nother conversation. But if you shoot for, 3 to 4 minute rounds, that may be a 12 to 15 minute workout. So you shoot for, rounds for time there. So that's the second type of workout. Third type of workout would be the AMRAP, or as many rounds or reps as possible. I believe when I started the episode, I put AMRAP second, but on my blog, as I'm going through it now, this is an AMRAP. So that's a very, very popular term in CrossFit nomenclature. So you're doing AMRAP, as many reps as possible, oftentimes you're given a time frame. So for 20 minutes, you're asked to do these movements and go into the pain cave, right? The pain cave, it is keep going, and you keep going, and you keep going. And the reinforcer, I think, at this, for this type of workout is going to be simply just finishing, you know. If you're competing with yourself and have done it and have completed a workout like this, excuse me, if you completed a workout like this before, you can compare your previous score to your, you know, score that you just achieved and see, okay, if I did a 20-minute workout and last time I did 578 reps, whatever the movements were, and this time I did 612, so that's a 30 to 40 rep improvement, so I got a little bit more fit, or I pushed myself, whatever the reason is, so you can really kind of score it in a neat way there. But the goal is, so a popular workout is called Cindy, like Cindy Crawford. So these workouts have all ladies' names. I guess fun trivia fact, the CrossFit founder back in the day said, well, if hurricanes can have names, why can't workouts? So that's kind of stuck, so I think that's kind of cool. So Cindy here is for 20 minutes, as many rounds or reps as possible. You do 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 20 air squats, so you might get through 9 rounds and 16 reps. So, and then you could, depending on what the scoring mechanism is, if it's on the whiteboard, in an app, you would write down, you know, 9 rounds plus 16, or the total reps, which would be 15 plus 1, or whatever. You could count up all the reps, however you want to score it. Of course, you know, make sure you count apples to apples. But again, the goal here is you're given any type of movement. This is one custom workout that one of my clients really enjoys, in which we picked his preferred movements that that we've worked together on, helped him learn, helped him master, become more fluent on. We plug those into an AMRAP, and then once you kind of have this format, again, thinking about the purpose of this episode is to provide structure, provide some groundwork. So if you're out there and you want to work out, you'd have a couple of movements, but you don't really know how to piece them together, an AMRAP or coming up the chipper would be two just basic structures of how to, you know, put some movements together. So at least you're doing something with purpose that has a goal here. So he plugged in his AMRAP, and you know, I of course, you know, through coaching and shaping, we developed his initial AMRAPs together, but then now as we're fading out, he's actually designing his own, which is really cool as I'm fading out my coaching services, frequency, how often I'm seeing him, and so forth. So AMRAP, very flexible, useful tool. So again, a great use here is if you're on the road and you have 20 minutes, you have 20 minutes before you have to get up and go to a conference. You can think, well, I got 5 minutes to shower. I know I got 50 minutes. I can hit it hard. I can do 15 minutes of two movements or three movements. You could do, you know, the example I gave here was 3 movements. You could just do burpees for 15 minutes, and that's your high score. Not the most, not the sexiest workout. Probably have a lot of great results, but different, all kinds of flavors there. We're looking at all the different types of variables you can manipulate. So that is the AMRAP workout number 4. The chipper, similar to the AMRAP, except this time you just have a list of work and you just got to complete it. And that's the end. That's pretty much it. There's no time. There's no cap. You see a workout on the board. You see it's a chipper, and it's called a chipper because you have to chip away at it. They're usually, you know, these workouts are typically 6 to 10 movements with high volume reps here. So the example I give is you run a mile, you do 60 box jumps, you do a 50 calorie row, you do 40 double unders, you do 30 front squats, 20 ab mat sit-ups, 10 deadlifts, run 1 mile, and maybe your example score here is, you know, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is. And of course, what's going to be the weight there, right? I left that out, but again, just to focus on the structure, running a mile, is that body weight or is that a weighted vest mile? Box jumps, how high is the box? Calorie row, that's pretty straightforward. Double unders are straightforward. Front squats, right? What's that weight? I mean, what would that be? Would that be from the ground? Would that be 135 with a partner? Would that be 135 from the floor, from the rack, all kinds of variations. Our deadlifts, is that 185, 225, 315? What is that, you know? So, but again, regardless of the weights and the rep schemes and the movements, the chipper, you have a list. This example I gave, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different movements. And typically with chippers, they're going to be, you know, in that 20 to 40 minute range, depending on, you know, the style of workout there. So that's a nice, good, really, those workouts are good for a lot of variety. If you want to just get a lot of stuff out, you want to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, I can think of workouts, chipper workouts, longer ones we have on the weekends at my gym. We'll have, you know, we'll have some running in there. We'll do some chest to bar pull-ups. We will do some, power cleans. We'll get the Airdyne back out. We'll do a rope climb. We'll have all the things out there. So by the time you look at the floor with 20 people working out, there's just stuff everywhere. So you can look in the door and say, yep, everybody's doing a chipper today, because there's just stuff everywhere. But you just chip away at the work, big list, and take care of business there. And the final workout here is the EMOM. The EMOM is every minute on the minute. You do some type of movement. And just thinking about the structure here of every minute on the minute, you could do every 2 minutes on the minute. You could do every 3 minutes on the minute. You could do every minute and take a break. But most times it's EMOM. And you will, you just do, you know, there's some couplets, you can do some triplets, you do so many different types of combinations here. But an example here, so every minute, say for 10 minutes, 10 minute EMOM, every minute on the minute, you do two clean and jerks, right? Two Olympic barbell lifts, and that would be more probably for like a weight training cycle. Or you could do something that's called like a death by fill in the blanks, where every minute on the minute you do one of something, then at minute two you do two of something. So if you did death by pull-ups, at minute one you do one pull-up, actually, or zero when you start, you do one. Then the first minute you do two, and then minute two you do three. So you eventually go until you can't perform anymore. But every minute on the minute, feature of interval training, you think about that with Tabata. Doing 8 rounds of 20-second intervals. That's another popular style of training workout. But with the EMOM, we actually did one yesterday in which we did every 2 minutes, you perform a set of works. This kind of gets it gets complicated, so I'll try to explain it as best as I can. So every 2 minutes, you need to complete 20 calories on the bike, and then you do as many power cleans as possible in that 2-minute frame. And then you get a 2-minute break. So you start to see how there's layers built in here within this EMOM. So every 2 minutes we did this amount of work, and then you did as many power cleans as you can. Now, when you look at how the rounds went, so now we attached rounds. This is where it starts to get really hairy. Then you do rounds, not for time, but rounds for completion, really. We did 6 rounds of a 2-minute EMOM where you completed work, max effort, right? But each round, each new round, you added more weight onto the barbell. So we did 20 calories on the bike. And the first round you did, I'll just do the men's weights, it was 115 pounds. And then round 2 was 135 pounds. And then you go round 3, 165, round 4, 185, round 5, 205, and round 6, 225 on the power clean. So you do calories, cleans, then you get a 2-minute break in between each round. So the break was much needed. So again, I for this one, EMOM, that's a basic structure, but with my example of the workout that I completed yesterday, you can see how you start to layer in the EMOMs with the max efforts, with the AMRAPs, right? So it's almost like a mini AMRAP. It's like you get the calories done as quick as you can, like a chipper, but then you have to do a max effort, as many reps as possible after that's done. So you have like a chipper, then an AMRAP, and then it repeats itself 6 times. Yeah, sounds clean and simple, right? But yeah, so those are the 5 workouts. Again, in review, you get the personal record. Very easy to understand. What's your best effort at whatever the dimension or measure is? Is it weight? Is it speed? Is it reps? I think if you're learning a movement, what's your personal record for learning how to do a push-up for the first time? Maybe your personal record is doing 12 out of 12 perfect steps when you're at a 45-degree angle on the box. Maybe that's your PR right now. You can think about that. Workout two, rounds for time. So you have, you know, three, four types of movements, and you select the different number of rounds. You complete it for time. AMRAP, as many reps as possible. So if you did 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 20 air squats, you do that as many reps and rounds and reps for 20 minutes there. So you can start to see with the variation, again, you have so much, just having these basic structures in place, you can have all the freedom in the world to make your workouts versatile. And we know, behaviorally speaking, variety is the spice of life, right? So we need variety to reinforce new behaviors, reinforce new combinations of exercises, create new opportunities, more challenges. And again, with this type of functional training, you need to have different rep schemes different weights, different movements. Because if you did the same thing all the time, you'd never get stronger. You wouldn't get more fit, right? That's well known in the exercise science world. So AMRAPs, chippers, that list, complete the list, EMOMs, and then you are on the way. Hey, look at that. I said variety of the spice is the spice of life, and it's also in my blog. And bright Behavior Fit green font. The article, again, PRs, AMRAPs, chippers, oh my. Just providing a good structure. Maybe you knew of maybe 2 out of the 5 workout types, and now you have 3 new ones, or these are all new. Either way, I hope this was very informative. So go ahead and check out the article. It'll be linked in the show notes. Again, as always, keep moving. I appreciate you listening. And if you have a question, follow the links where you find them. And I'd love to answer some listener questions coming up soon. But I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes. And reach out to me, and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you haven't yet, follow me on all social media platforms. You can find me at Behavior Fit, that is BehavIorFit, on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. If you haven't already, check out my main site where there's blogs, sign up for the newsletter, and more. Go to www.behaviorfit.com or email me at nick@behaviorfit.com. Hope to hear from you soon, and keep moving.